This is Scott McCulloch for Now News and Events. I'm at the President's Homecoming Reunion, where graduates of Concordia and its founding institutions are marking milestones of 40, 50, and 60 years. Concordia President Alan Shepard opened the evening by pointing out key changes at the university.
In some ways, there have been big changes. In other ways, not many changes, actually. The big changes probably have to do with the physical plant. That's the things that you can see. We now have more than 70 buildings on the two campuses.
Shepard praised the traditions of Sir George Williams University and Loyola College, founding institutions he says are very much a part of Concordia's DNA.
This DNA of Loyola and Sir George coming together to form Concordia almost 40 years ago now, it makes sense in the terms of the kind of reaching out to the community, the kind of care for the community that the Loyola tradition also represents.
Roland Beauregard spoke for Loyola College's class of 1963. Looking back, Beauregard says his graduating class was in the right place at the right time.
During the 1960s, we were still in a period of post-war economic expansion. Major corporations needed bright young minds. Before the end of our senior year, most of the graduates had many job offers from major corporations, including Bell, 3M, Imperial Oil, Sun Life, to name a few. This was a bubble, and we were in the right place at the right time.
District 3 Director Xavier Hervé graduated from Concordia in 1987. Hervé says his alma mater kickstarted his entrepreneurial spirit.
So we have a lot of fun stories, and the right time, right place was not just in 63, it was in many years after. So I must say thank you to Concordia, because we went on and created a team of graduates, not just me, there was several of us, created a company, and we did 90% of our business outside of Canada.
CTV News' Aphrodite Salas emceed the reunion at Montreal's Weston Hotel. A part-time faculty member, Salas says the university's best days are yet to come.
As a part-time member of the faculty at Concordia for the past 8 years, I've seen the university grow tremendously, and I've been impressed and I've been proud, and I think everyone in this room knows that the best is yet to come.
And finally, Bram Friedman, Concordia's Vice President of Development and External Relations, capped off the night with a tip of the hat to the reunion's 140 guests.
It's wonderful to see, as Aphrodite just mentioned, such a diversity of people who have come back to the university to celebrate Concordia.